we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
The Real Honduras serious accusations against the government, the state, and university authorities. We want to express that we are living in a pseudo-democracy with embodiment of torture, trauma, and terror, and this is due to repressive policy of Honduras with the military government, said Juan Almendares, executive director at Movimiento Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras. On Friday, approximately 20 students and some human rights defenders protecting them were arrested for demonstrating at UNAO University in Tegucigalpa, capital of Honduras, while they were defending public education and demanding the release of students detained. Several of them were injured during the repression. On Saturday, they were prosecuted and then released, although they still need to meet some requirements, such as not leaving the country and appear before the authorities once a week. The next hearing is scheduled for September the 18th. One of the people arrested is Junior Ojuela, public administration student and collaborator of Movimiento Madre Tierra. Almendares talked about a Honduras with total disrespect for human rights. We don't have a democracy, we don't have freedom in Honduras, he said. Let's now listen to the interview.
Well, we condemn all the human rights violations against environmentalists and human rights defenders. We appreciate very much the solidarity of the Friends of the Earth International, Friends of the Earth Latin America, of our President Karim Hassan, who have been working strongly with the solidarity, and also the solidarity of all organizations from Europe, United States, and other countries in Latin America. But we want to express that we are living in a pseudo-democracy with embodiment of torture, trauma, and terror. And this is due to the policy of Honduras, the military government, who is a very strongly repressive military and policy system. In the other hand, we also are really worried about what happened with these brothers and sisters who were exposed to gas, irritate the eyes, and they will have tremendous problems. Honduras is a country with really totally respect to human rights. We also want to express that all the organizations on human rights in Honduras, they have a meeting now, and they are claiming solidarity at the international level. We recognize that your solidarity has been very important for the release of the students and human rights defenders. But they were exposed to the repressive police and military. So we had to observe them and also to continue solidarity with them. We condemn the action of the university authorities who are responsible of the militarization of the university and the persecution of the students. They are really articulate with the policy of the government. We don't have democracy. We don't have freedom in Honduras. We are having an electoral process will be very strongly dominated by the fraud and also very linked with the forces. We were part of the coup d'etat in Honduras in 2009. At the end, we want to call the attention to the all human rights organizations and also all the environmental organizations to keep in touch, to contact to Honduras, and to send message to the government and also to the governments in your countries that we want freedom, we want respect of human rights in Honduras. Thank you, Jose, and thank you, Radio Mundo Real.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.